today, as you guys can see, we have a very, very blessed day and a great opportunity where we have not just one, but two blessed fathers who are visiting us. First is Abuna Yohanna Mansour, who is the shepherd of the St. George's Church in Giza. And Abuna Yohanna is one of the great Hegumens and great priests who has been around for many years. And you will get a chance to take his blessing and hear from him in the Arabic sermon at the end of the liturgy. The second guest that we have is not really a guest. You know him very well. Is Abuna Elisha, who's coming, and he serves in Kenya with His Grace Embabulus. And Abuna Elisha is here with us, and he's going to give us a sermon now. But make sure that you make him feel very, very welcome, and have some compassion on the guy, because Abuna Elisha just became a father recently. Just earlier this week, he had his first child. Him and Manal had little baby Joshua. So if he looks a little tired, give him a break, okay? And if he looks a little bit bags under his eyes, give him a break. But he's going to come and speak the word of God to us.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I am so happy to be with you today. As Abuna mentioned, I feel at home. I don't feel that I'm a visitor. Really, I feel at home when I come here to pray with you. I am not prepared today to say any sermons, but I'm prepared to share with you a small testimony, which is it happened with me 1 month ago. Concerning this gospel of today. Yesterday Abuna told me to speak about the gospel of today. So when I opened the reading and I start read the gospel of St. Luke, really I felt that I am very, very far from what the Lord gave us. And from what the Lord wrote or command us to do, I measure myself that I'm very, very far. I'm not really honest, and I'm speaking honest. I'm not, if you say here, love your enemy, I don't do. I'm confessing in front of you. I'm a priest. I don't do this. I'm still very far. I'm still struggling in this small verse, love your enemy. Why I'm saying that? I will tell you a small story. It happened with me last month. In the area we stay, we have no water. We depend on rain sometimes. Most of the times of the year, we depend on rain. We collect the water in the tanks, and we use pumps to use it in our places. The people who visit, they know the situations. So, and we also have pipes from the city council, but very rare to find water from this city council pipes. So, in the monastery, we have many workers, we have clinic, so we need the water very much. It happened that 1 month, total 1 month, completely we don't have water and no rain. And I go every time to the city council, please, we need water. We have clinic, we have people, we have workers. We live there, please help us. Say, Father, the pump is broken in the mountain up, so we can't. We need to pray for rain. I say, okay. I go back very nervous and very sad and starting yani. I don't know what can I say. Very nervous from these people. Very lazy people. They don't appreciate what we do in the place. And I shout at anyone I see in this time. So it happened that one of our neighbors break the pipe. And there is water. But the man in the machines, he doesn't know. There is water coming. But he break the pipe to fill his area of making bricks. He need water to make mud so they can make bricks. So what happened? For all 1 month, this man, disconnecting us, and he filled his whole area. He made like a big hole of water. Big hole, like a big swimming pool. So one of my workers say, "Father, this man, he broke the pipe and he is almost using our water for 1 month." I took my people was very anger. I was very angry. I went there to the man. I fight with him. "Why you cut the water for us? Why you did this with us?" I say, "Father, you are very rich people. You can buy water from outside. But I am very poor. I need the water to make my bricks." So I say, "But this is not the way to deal with us." Anyway, one word from here, one word from there, it became big fight. I say, "Okay, I will call the police for you." I called the police, and the police came to catch him, but he ran away. After this day, I couldn't pray. I couldn't even have my meditation. I was very sad this time. So I say, "Lord, help me. I don't know what can I do." So the people of the village came, "Father, why you did this? He's our neighbor." I say, "Look what he does, what he did for us. He caused big problem for us." "Say, forgive him, Father." I say, "Okay, I forgive him. Let him come and say sorry." And unfortunately, he ran away in the mountain up. I didn't see him till now. What happened? In the day after, these people, when they dig big hole, like 40 feet down, big, deep, full of water. What happened? His son was passing from the small edge. They make a small way people to pass, and he fall down in this, and he fall down in this water. And people of the village run quickly, "Help him, help him." At last they took him from the water, deep, very deep. He was about to die. So they think about us. "Let us put him to Coptic. They have clinic and they have doctors and they can help us." So they told me, "The father, this is the son of this man who did this problem. Can we help him?" I say, "Definitely, welcome." We saved him after like 2 hours, the doctors working in him to save him. And thanks to God, he became okay and good. His life came back to him. And the people was astonished from what happened. We helped the man, which is he caused problem for us. But I still have in my heart, I'm very sad from this man. First of all, he did this problem for us. Second, and his son fall down in these problems. What I understand, what I want to tell you, is not easy to forgive people. I am a priest. In front of you, people honor me and kiss my hand and say, "Oh, hello, Abuna, how are you? You are blessed, man." It's not. A small action taken against, not me, against the church there. I say, "Let me take care of the church. If I don't take care of the church, people will misuse us and they do what they like for us." I say, "No, let me take an action." But it wasn't very wise action. I am confessing in front of you. When we say here, love your enemy, he became my enemy, but I did not love him. I hate him. See, why you do this? So it was a big lesson to me yesterday when Abuna told me to prepare a small sharing from the gospel of today. When I read it, when I start the first sentence, love your enemy, I start to remember what happened last month. I say, I'm still far away. I don't love. I don't have compassion. I don't appreciate people. So, what I want to say, I find a small verse from Galatians chapter 5. Says what? Chapter 5, verse 14. The last sentence of verse 13. It says, love serve one another. Love serve one another. When I search for serve in the original word, I find it not love. I find it slavery. Slave. Slave one another in love. I find it is very difficult for us. I want to love people. I need to be like Jesus. Jesus, what Jesus did? He became like what? Slave. He became like slave. Likewise, we also. How much we serve other people. Not our people, the enemy. How much I love my enemy. How much I am concerning about my enemy. How much I give him excuse. I never give excuse to this man. I say, he is bad man. I want to finish him today. We don't give excuse to anyone. So, what I am learning today and every day and every time I read this passage, we need to change. Our attitude is very far away from the attitude of Christ. Christ is not like this. Jesus, when he came, he taught us humility, serving others, patience, love, all these things. Do we have all these things? Do we have it in our daily life? Do we have it? Very rare to find someone have these things. Really, I don't know my father, what can he say? I don't have any word to say. We need to witness Jesus Christ. This is a time of witnessing. We are in the time of the apostles. Time of the church growing everywhere. We are small churches everywhere. When I move, when I go anywhere, in the mall, in the house, in the neighborhood, in my work, I'm a small church. I'm a small Christ. Do we witness Christ or no? Or I say, it's not my business. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm not missionary. So let me be honest in my work and finish. No, don't be very close. Jesus taught us to be very open. Open to the people. Show them Christ. Show them how much Christ loves us. Show them how much Jesus willing to receive even the bad people. I'm sure we have people, زي ما بقول بالعربي منغص حياتي. صح؟ مش في حد كده يقول منغص حياتي؟ بيعني بالانجليزي. I don't know how to say it in English. ها؟ منغص مش عارف يعني ايه. You understand the meaning. Huh? How much we concern him in our prayer? How much we put him in our agenda in prayers? Or sometimes when I have someone hates me or cause problem, I say, Lord, please take care of him. Finish him today. Lord, let him be paralyzed. Let him to be blind. Yes. We hate. We know how to hate people. But we don't know how to love people. We don't know how to give people, especially the people whom cause pain. Imagine if someone kill someone of your family. What you will say? First, bring lawyers, and the lawyers, we need to have like 5, 6, 7, 10 million dollars. And after that, my heart will be okay. This is the law of the world. I need to revenge. But no, Jesus did not taught us like this. Jesus tell us, witness me. And by the way, Christian person, you see his inner heart in the time of the problem, in the time of the tribulations, in the time of the baddest, worst time in his life. You can see if he is good Christian or no. I think you agree with me. Or don't agree? You agree? Yes. This is the test for every Christian. We need to see how much we witness Christ every day. Let us, all of us, go today I say I need to witness Jesus today. Can I witness Jesus anywhere I go or no? Or are you afraid the police will come and catch you? Don't worry, don't fear. Jesus set us free. The word of God, free. No one can bind the word of God. It's free. You can go and speak the word of God by your action, by your attitude. So really, this is my sharing today. I don't have much to say. I am so sad about myself. I don't love. And if I continue the other verses, really, really, I am far away. I am out of the track. I am out completely. Don't look at my clothes and say, oh, he's a good man. No, don't look. The Lord look at the heart. So please, I want from all of you, when you go home today, read this passage again, chapter 6, 27 to 38. Please read it. And try your best to apply one of the verses in your life. Try. It is really, it is our challenge here on earth. If I don't do this commandment, I am out of the kingdom. I am out of the kingdom. So please, I beg you and I ask you today to pray for me, that the Lord forgive me my sin and help me to help other and to be patient with other people. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
It was perfect, but as Abuna was speaking, there was just something which was like burning inside my heart. Now, you know I talk a lot, but I'm going to talk for just 5 minutes, I promise you. One of the things about this passage that always touches me, I think I even said it in a sermon a couple times, that I remember it's probably like 10 years ago, it was way before I was a priest, Abuna Mshoi was giving a sermon on this passage. And he was saying about what makes Christians different than everyone else is that we love our enemies. Okay, and that's the defining characteristic of who Jesus was, that he loved his enemies. That's what made him different than anyone else. That should be the defining characteristic for us. And Abuna was giving us very, very nice words about loving our enemies. But one of the questions that sometimes I think of is, what if I don't have an enemy? What if I don't have anyone that comes to my mind? Like, sometimes like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and sometimes I realize is that people like don't like me, and I don't even notice sometimes. So like, there's enemies there, and I'm maybe too oblivious to even see it. What if I don't feel like I have enemies? What if I don't feel like Abuna said about being patient and being kind? I think that's, what if I don't see anyone like that's around me? I think one of the keys in this verse, I think our goal in life, the hope is that at the beginning we have enemies, okay, and we see those enemies and our goal is to love them. But I think there's a natural progression that has to take place at some point in time where our enemies, and those who are classified as our enemies, are no longer people who attack us, because we're supposed to not care so much about ourselves anymore. But there was one piece of this gospel where our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking, said, love your enemies, do good, lend, hoping for nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the highest. Okay, that you will be sons of the highest. I think there's supposed to be a point in time in our life, and that's why I think it's beautiful this passage is coming to us in the Fast of the Apostles, where we're focused on mission work, and we're focused on the spread of the gospel. There has to come a point in time in our life where we stop caring about my own enemies. Okay, where it stops being about me. And it stops being about, this guy's not nice to me. And these are my greatest enemies in life. There has to come a point in time where we start to defend our Father and his honor and his pride and his house and his kingdom. There has to come a point in time where I stand in the kingdom of God and I stand at the door. I say, I've been inside and I've been eating and drinking for long enough. It's my turn now and I want to stand at the door. And I'm ready to conquer anyone who's an enemy of the kingdom of God. And I think that's what the apostles did after Pentecost. They stopped caring about their own enemies. They didn't care anymore. At the beginning, they had to learn this lesson about loving your enemies. And then they got to a point in time, I don't care about my enemies. Well, who am I supposed to love? Well, go hate enemies of the kingdom. Go love enemies of the kingdom of God. What does that mean? That means that out there, okay, in this great country, that we are about to celebrate Independence Day. And we are a great country with a lot of freedom and a lot of good stuff, but we're not a free people. The majority of these people in this country don't live as free. They live as slaves. Slaves to the devil's, not, I want to say even sin and stuff like that. I want to say slave to the devil's way of thinking. That's what you see out there. As you turn on the TV, turn on the radio, you turn on the newspaper, on the internet or something like that, everywhere around you, you see the devil's way of thinking, and it's captured us. And I'm sorry to say, I'm sorry, it's in the church sometimes too. It comes inside the church. What's the devil's way of thinking? That the goal of life is pray really hard, fast, pray, and God will bless you in work. This is the goal of life, to be blessed and get a promotion. Like pray really, really, really hard and fast and all this kinds of good stuff. And the goal of life, maybe, you know, you have a happy family and you get along and this is like the easy way. This is what life is all about, right? Is that what life is all about? It wasn't certainly what it was about for the apostles and disciples. Certainly wasn't what it was about for the early church. And it's most certainly not what it's supposed to be for us. See, when I hear this, I got to be honest. We have to challenge ourselves right here to say which one of us just wants to sit in the kingdom on the lazy boy chair. That's what many of us want. There's no lazy boy chairs in the kingdom. Sorry. There's no comforters. There's no recliners. What God is looking for today is saying, you're my children. Do you hate just your own enemies? Or are you going to start hating my enemies? Are you going to fight? What God is looking for is a man to stand, like I said, at the gate of the kingdom of God. And say, not even just, I'm going to defend the kingdom of God. I'm going to go win a piece of land for the kingdom of God. That land right there, there's enemies. I'm going to go win it. And which one of us is like ready for this challenge? Abuna said something nice there. Is that sometimes we'd be scared. Sometimes how can I speak to people about God? And how can I talk to my coworker? How can I win my neighborhood? Any of these kinds of things. One of the best verses in the Bible. Abuna said it without even realizing. I don't know if he realized it was read in the Acts of the Apostles. When St. Paul was in a city, and they were preaching, it's Acts chapter 18. And they were causing some problems. They were in the city of Corinth, and they were giving problems and riots, and people were beating them and threatening them and all this kind of stuff. Stuff that we'll never experience 1% of that kind of stuff. It says right here, Acts chapter 18, one of the best verses in the Bible. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city. The result of that, and he continued there 1 year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. God came to him and said, speak and do not be silent. You're going out with my, like, you're my ambassador, you're my soldier. All of the heaven is on your back. Don't be scared. What are you scared of? Don't be scared. Go out, because there's many people in this city. There's many people on this campus. There's many people in this office building that I have. That's what he said, that I have, that are my people. And now it's up to us to do the first part of not be afraid and go out there and speak. I was really, really, really happy when God sent Abuna Elisha here to us during the Fast of the Apostles. This is the time we send mission trips. Some of your kids just came back from mission trip in Philly. Some of your kids is going to Chicago, New Orleans. We send a trip to Africa. All kinds of mission trips that we talk about in the summer. I think that mission trips is not just for the kids to go out and do stuff. I think mission trips is something every one of us. Hey, let's do this. Let's all go on a mission trip this week. You go to your campus. You go to your office. You go to your neighbors. Everyone here, go on a mission trip. And if you get scared, or you feel sad, or you feel, how am I going to do it, or is it going to be awkward, go to Acts. It's an easy. Acts 18:9. Okay, so Acts 18 and divide by 2. Acts 18:9. You read that, and you read what it says. Do not be afraid, but speak. And do not keep silent. For I have many people. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you. For I have many people in this city. Our message today that Abuna gave, and I was just kind of touching up here, is that really we have to extend the borders of the kingdom of heaven. First, by loving our enemies, and then by loving even people that may not be my enemy, but maybe enemies of the word of God or the kingdom of God. And that's the people we go out there and we show them the love of God and we speak and we don't be afraid, and you watch what will happen in the kingdom of God. Glory be to God forever. Amen.